The degree of judgment required tends to increase as people take on more responsibility. Those with routine tasks generally have limited scope for judgment. Line supervisors have some discretion. For a chief executive, the proportion of decisions involving judgment is high. Deciding not to take action is also a judgment with potentially serious consequences. For example, I won't get vaccinated, or I won't pay my bills. The world is full of people whose lack of judgment brought their careers or personal life crashing down. Many made the common mistake of assuming everything was fine. Some people think that good judgment is innate. Sir Andrew accepts that some individuals are born with the ability to listen, be self-aware, and better understand other people, all qualities that make good judgment easier. People with good judgment tend to have a breadth of experiences and relationships that enables them to recognize parallels or analogies that others miss. The ability to be detached, both intellectually and emotionally, is also a vital component. Others may have the wrong sort of characteristics, a tendency to ignore others, stick to rules irrespective of context, rush into action without reflection, and struggle to make up their minds. Many leaders make bad judgments because they unconsciously filter the information they receive or are not sufficiently critical of what they hear or read. The danger is that people ignore insights that they don't want to hear, a tendency that can increase with age. As artificial intelligence gets used for more and more routine tasks in the service sector, exercising judgment may be one area where humans retain an edge over machines. This is far from certain, however. What people perceive as good judgment may stem from the ability to spot certain cues in the environment. This ability may be unconscious, just as a dog can catch a frisbee in midair without knowing how to calculate wind speed and air resistance. With enough practice, machines may be able to recognize these implicit cues and thus display the equivalent of good judgment. But then, perhaps humans can be taught too. In the long run, one of the trickiest aspects of human judgment may be knowing precisely when to let machines take decisions and when to leave it to people.